There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Welcome to the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello everyone, this is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, right here on C103. Well again, it's a great privilege. We pray the broadcast is a blessing to you. We'd like to give you directions to our church. It's you coming out of Mount Orb there off of Interstate 32. Get off the Mount Orb Fayetteville exit. Turn left. Go approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286. Turn left and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286. Turn right and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. 7:30 nightly, 6 on Sunday, and 10:30 every Sunday morning. We get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. That's right. Amen. And we want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors, the ones that make this broadcast possible. We want to send it out to Harold and Louise Brummett right there in Buford, Ohio. We also want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen in Blanchester, Ohio. And we want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes there in West Union. We appreciate each and every one of our contributors that makes this broadcast possible. And I tell you what, each and every one has been a blessing to us. If you like this broadcast and you like what you're hearing every Sunday at 11 o'clock, we'd like to hear from you. That's right. Take the time to sit down and drop us a line. And we're going to give you our church office address, and you can take the time to sit down, tell us what you've been blessed by. And if you got a prayer request, you can put it down there and we'll pray over it. And if you want to request a CD of the broadcast, you can do that also. So I'm going to give it to you. Get ready now. Get your paper and pencil. We're going to want you to write this down. Our church office is 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio 45118. Again, our church office, 3083, U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. We'll get that, pray over it, and read it, and give you a holler on the air. Amen. We also want to announce our website. Now, you can find all the information about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church in its entirety if you go there to www.5milehc.org. Again, www.5milehc.org. And you can go to the website and you can take a look at everything about 5 Mile Holiness Church. We've got a photo gallery there. We've got an event page that shows everything that we've done and going to do. We've got our radio broadcast on there. It's updated monthly. Amen. We've got our visiting preachers that preach. You can click on that and listen at their messages throughout the week and share them with others. So we feel like you really enjoy that. The Lord's really been blessing us here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church with the radio broadcast and the website. We're trying our best to do something for the Lord. Again, we don't have a lot of announcements today. We don't have any guest speakers this month. It's winter time, and normally we don't get a lot of scheduling. We go ahead and preach and minister and try to encourage the people. But come out and pay us a visit Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30 and Sunday at 6. And come out and pay us a visit. We're going to get right into the Word of the Lord. And again, it takes the Lord to preach. It takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But I believe God be my helper. We can preach to you today in the book of Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. The Bible said, "And when he had called unto his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." Now the names of these 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who was called Peter. Andrew, his brother. James, the son of Zebedee. John, his brother. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas. Matthew, the publican. James, the son of Alphaeus. And Lebbaeus, whose surname was Theudas. Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, and freely give." In the book of Matthew chapter 26, Matthew chapter 26, amen, at verse 14, the Bible says, "Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest, said unto them, What will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him." Verse 20, the Bible said, "Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, "Master, is it I?" And he said, "Thou hast said." Amen. If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time this morning, amen, I want to preach out there in radio land on an empty chair. I want to preach today on an empty chair. I want you to notice in Matthew chapter 10, they had sat down and the Lord to break bread with them, as we know, as the Last Supper. And the Lord began to renounce to them probably one of the greatest words, one of the greatest messages that he ever preached during his time, is to explain to them, amen, how he was going to give himself as a ransom for sin, and how that he was going to die on a cruel cross, and that his body would be the bread, and that his blood would be the drink. And he said unto them that day, "Here, eat and of this bread, for this is my body, and drink of this cup, for this is my blood, And the Bible said they did not understand. They did not. It was a hard saying for the disciples to understand what Jesus was saying. But during this time, just before the Lord explained what was about to happen, the Lord looked over across the table and across the 12, and He said, there is one here that is of the devil. There is one here that is going to betray me. And one by one, they each and every one begin to say, Lord, Lord, is it I? Is it I? And John, the beloved, the one whom Jesus loved, leaned on his breast and said, Lord, is it I? And as they all begin to ask the Lord because of the concern and maybe the confusion that was there at that moment, but Judas knew that he was the one, and Judas spoke as if God would not know, and said unto the Lord and Savior, and said, Master, is it I? And the Lord answered, Thou hast said. Amen. We find in the book of Luke, in the same passage of story, Luke said, the Lord said, Judas, what thou doest, do quickly. And the Bible said, Judas entered out of the room. Amen. Could you imagine, amen, the quietness that swept across the room when Judas jumped up and ran out? The Bible said he was one of the 12. He was called of God. He was anointed of God. Amen. He was a minister of God. Amen. He seen the miracles and the wonders of God. But amen, the gold and the silver and the money, amen, caught his eye. Amen, and we find that Judas yielded to that. Amen, they coveted with him and said, what would it take for you to show us the Messiah? This one that everybody's talking about. Amen, that heals the sick and raises the dead. Amen, lead us to him and we'll pay thee. Amen, and Judas agreed. Amen, to do it for 30 pieces of silver. Amen, we find, amen, as they give him the price. Amen, he took the rulers. Amen, to Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen, when Jesus was praying. Amen, and all of a sudden that the commotion was rising. Amen, as the armor clattered and the horses gathered and the flames glared. Amen, in the night. Amen, as they drove closer to the Son of God. Jesus rose up from his prayer. Amen. He said to the disciples, arise, for the time has come that the Son of Man must be fallen into the hands of sinners. Amen. And Judas walked up. Amen. And as he walked up that day, amen, our Lord and Savior called him friend. Amen. Oh, I thought about that today. I thought about, oh, how merciful our Lord is and how gracious our Lord is. Even though men today turn their back on the Lord and women turn their back on the Lord, our Lord is full of mercy and grace and long suffering. Amen. God already knew who the one was. God knew it was Judas that was the one going to betray him. But that day in the garden, as he brought up the soldiers behind, amen, the Lord acknowledged Judas and called him friend. And what is it? And the Bible said Judas entered into the garden. Amen. And greeted our Lord and Savior with a kiss. Amen. And immediately the soldiers apprehended him. And when they apprehended him, Peter arose. Amen. In anger and grabbed a sword. Amen. And cut a soldier's ear off. And the Lord reached right down and picked up the ear and placed it back on his head and healed that soldier. Amen. He rebuked Peter that day and said, Peter, put up thy sword, for a man that liveth by the sword shall die by the sword. Amen. I begin to think about this passage today, and the Lord began to lay on my heart to preach out there in radio land on an empty chair. Amen. We notice here there was 12. Amen. That was gathered around our Lord and Savior. A 12 that the Lord called and said, come and follow me. There is 12, amen, that the Lord anointed, amen, to cast out devils, amen, heal the sick. that can raise the dead. Amen. There is 12 that the Lord said. Amen. Freely you have received and freely give. Amen. But this moment, amen, of this hour, of this passage that I'm telling you about today, there's one that left them. Went from among us. Amen. Went out to seek opportunity to betray the Son of God. I want you to know this morning I've had people, I've had individuals, amen, turn their back on me. Amen. Yes, sir. I thought, man, they was there every time for me. Amen. They was close to me like a brother. But brother, when adversity comes and oppression, amen, run out of money, brother. See, like they'll turn away. Amen, brother. We find here that Jesus gives that example. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Here's the one that He had called and chosen. Amen. Turned his back on the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. Amen. And left an empty chair, brother, today. But I want you to know something in this hour. Amen. The devil's told different ones out there. Amen. The preacher that I love, he backslid. Amen. My mom and my dad was in church, but they had a church split. I feel like preaching today now to somebody out there. Amen. You've got harbored thoughts in your mind. Amen. Your feelings has been hurt and you've said, I can't go back. I can't do it. Amen. The hurt is too deep. Amen. I'm here to tell you, my friend. Amen. There's an empty chair today. And it's got your name on it. Amen. The Bible said, amen, He's come to seek and save that which is lost. I want you to know there'll be some that are fall by the wayside. There'll be some in this hour that will not heed to the call. But brother, that doesn't mean today, amen, that you have to follow the corrupt and that you have to follow the evil of this world. It doesn't mean today, amen, that you have to fit in with the charismatics of this world and the liberalism of this world. Brother, you got to make up your mind when the Word of God said, because straight and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. Brother, I know it's straight, and I know it's a close way, and you know it too. You've been raised the right way, but out there you've been hurt. I feel like preaching to somebody. Amen. That's been hurt today. I want you to know it. No doubt it bothered those 11 that sat around the table. Could you imagine the grief and the sorrow? Amen. One of them that fell among them. Amen. One of their brothers had gone astray. Brother, it hurts. Yes, sir. Amen. But brother, amen. You still got to keep the course. You got to keep the faith. You got to go on and fight the battle. Amen, brother. That didn't stop the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It was written that it would happen. Amen. He said in His Word, amen, I did not come to do my will, but the will of the Father that sent me. Brother, listen to me today. I feel like preaching on an empty chair. Amen. Holy God, help me today. On an empty chair, brother. I want you to know something. God's work don't stop because somebody falls. God's work don't stop because somebody messes up. God's work don't stop because they're scandalizing, deceiving, and lying. God's work is still real and it's still holy. Amen. Somebody said, I can't go around church. Church, amen, ain't nothing but lies. And church ain't nothing, amen. Amen. And they're after your money. Amen. Them preachers are womanizers and money grabbers. That's what our society says. But brother, let me tell you something today. I want you to know in all of the corruption and all the deceiving and all of the counterfeit in this hour, there is still a genuine Holy Ghost power and there's still a genuine Word of God. Brother, that we're going to be judged by on the day of judgment. I'd rather weather for somebody to tell me now than to wait on that great and noble day. Amen, my brother, it'll be too late then. And that's why I'm taking the opportunity right here this morning over the waves of radio to tell you out there in radio land, amen, there's an empty chair. I'm not glorying today on the fall of Judas. I'm not glorying today because of the backslidden nation. Brother, it grieves my heart. But brother, I'm here to tell you there's an opportunity. There's an open door. Amen. God's still got a place for you. And He said in His Word, amen, I stand at the door and knock. Brother, listen to me today. This old time preacher's trying to tell you, amen, God's made a way. Amen, for you and for your family and your children. Amen, He said in His Word, I go away to prepare you a place that where I am, there you may be also. I want to show you another scripture to confirm what I'm saying today. In the book of Acts chapter 1, in the book of Acts chapter 1, the Bible said, in verse 16, men and brethren, the scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake concerning Judas. Brother, the word of God's going to come to pass now, whether, amen, you believe it or not. But the Bible said here, amen, in verse 19, as it was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem that the field was called the proper tongue Asadalima, that is to say the field of the blood. But in verse 20 the Bible said, for it is written in the book of Psalm, let his inhabitation be desolate, let no man dwell therein, let his bishopric let another take. Amen. Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us. Must one be ordained to be a witness with us in this resurrection? They're conversing with one another. The leaven is talking to one another. They're saying here, there's a couple gentlemen that's been with us since the baptism of John, since the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Let's ordain one of them that they may fill the position of Judas. And the Bible said they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show us whether these two be that should be chosen. Verse 25, that he may take part of the ministry of the apostleship from which Judas the transgression fell, that it might go to his own place. Now the Bible said here, they gave forth lots and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered among the 11. Brother, I want you to know, amen, I read this to help you to understand. Amen, again, I'm not glorying because of the fall of Judas. Amen, no sir, but the devil got a hold and took him out of way. Amen. But God's work did not stop. God called another man called Matthias. He took the place of Judas, which made the 12. Amen, brother. That lets me know today, even though, amen, we have corruption, even though we have hypocrisy, even though we have deceiving doctrines, brother, God's work is still complete. It's still going to be fulfilled in this hour. I want you to know, out there in radio land, I know you've been hurt. I feel like I keep going back talking to that person. I know you've been hurt and the wounds are deep. But brother and sister, listen at this old time preacher. There's a chair empty. Amen. The Lord's are looking for you. He's awaiting on you today. Amen. Let's read some more Bible here so I can help you understand. The Bible said in Matthew 19. Matthew 19, the Bible reads like this, verse 23. Then said Jesus unto the disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all. We followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that which hath followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit up on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses and brethren and sisters and father and mother and wife and children and land for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold save, and they shall inherit everlasting life. Brother, that's the word of God. You gotta turn from your evil ways. You gotta forsake this old world. You gotta turn your back on mom and daddy. Brother and sister, it's not telling you not to love your family. It's not telling you to hate your family. It's telling you you can't let your family make your decisions. You can't let your family guide your steps. Brother, you've got to make up your mind. You've got to forsake mother, father, land, sister, brother, and yea, your own life, and pick up your cross and follow Him. That's why I'm a preaching in the last few minutes of this broadcast. There's an empty chair. I read that to help you to understand. He said to the 12, apostles, because you have followed me, because you made that decision, I'm going to let you sit on the 12 tribes of Israel, and you're going to judge the nations. Oh, brother, I don't have to be on the front seat. I don't have to be in the throne room. I just want to be with Jesus. But brother, I've got that consolation today. In the book of Revelation, the Bible said here, for you out there, don't feel like you're an apostle. You're not a disciple. You're not a preacher or a pastor or an evangelist. I've got some good news for you too. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and will sup with him and he with me. And to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I have overcome and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Now, brother, that's the Bible. Amen. We've got that hope of a better tomorrow. There's an open chair for you. Amen, brother. He said, if you'll forsake all, and you'll call upon me, and you'll follow after my word, I'll prepare you a place. I'll have a seat by my throne, and by my Father's throne. Are you hearing me today? I'm a preaching as hard as I can today to that individual out there in radio land. Amen. There's an empty chair just for you. You may say, I've been there before, preacher. Preacher, I know what it is to feel the Holy Ghost power. Preacher, I know what it is to hear the Word of God preached. Preacher, I know how it is to lay down in my bed at night, say goodnight to Jesus. Preacher, I've been there. And I want you to know today, there's an empty chair with your name on it. You can come back home and find the master. Don't be like Judas. Betray him and go out and hang yourself. Amen. You don't have to go that extreme today. Amen. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thanks be to God, His grace is sufficient. He can save to the uttermost. Will you hear us today? Take the time to call upon the Lord while He may be found. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. Till we meet again next week at 11 o'clock, may the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer. Amen.